Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 261, slide. Here is the extracted text from the image, obtaining the facts in connection with statements made by said persons, and all of them, and all of said statements have come to their knowledge since the rendition of the verdict and sentence in said case, as is shown by the dates mentioned in the jurats to each affidavit, and deponents have brought same to the attention of the court at the earliest possible moment at which the court could take cognizance of said affidavits after the trial, which is the date on which the rule nisi is on return. That is, October 4, 1913, same being on that day presented to the court as part of the motion for new trial. Further deponents say that, had they known at the trial of any of the facts or statements of the jurors, which would disqualify or tend to disqualify said jurors, or either of them, when said jurors were put upon the voir dire in said case, these deponents would have brought the same to the attention of the court at said time. L.Z. Rosser, Morris Brandon, Reuben R. Arnold, Herbert J. Haas, sworn to and subscribed before me by each of the above four named deponents this October 28, 1913, E.D. Thomas, Notary Public, Fulton County, Georgia,